This is a tape made for Maria on the 30th of July, 2015.
So I do six piles?
Three piles.
Three.
That's it. There's four.
Oh, I left the one in the center.
That's all.
Oh, Maria. No, I meant to do the way it was.
It is what it is.
I took what I want and left the rest.
It would be the same thing. I'd take the first cut anyway.
Okay.
Oh, well, that looks nice. That's definitely, yes, it's got two aces in it. It's definitely a really good outcome.
Sounds good.
Okay. So that's that taken into account. And actually fairly fast, I think.
What is fairly fast?
The outcome.
The outcome?
Yeah.
Of what?
Whatever it was you asked about.
I didn't ask anything.
Oh, okay. I think we better start again.
I think I'm really thrown off.
It's good anyway.
So I've got my questions here. So,
okay.
So it's good?
Yeah. Whatever that... Generally, because you didn't ask about anything, generally it's good. Or the top thing on your mind would probably come out, actually.
The top thing on my mind as far as outcome would be that income tax. They did send me a letter, so I wondered if they're going to pursue and make me pay $10,000.
I didn't see that.
Because they're reviewing
it,
and so I'm terrified. I had to send in my papers why I said I didn't know it.
Should we ask about that first?
I guess I made it my third question, but that's okay. It should be my first. I said, will Revenue Canada accept my documents and not ask for more income tax? That was my question.
No, that's not so good. However, I don't think you'll have to pay all that much. I don't think they'll accept your documents like that. I think they'll investigate, but it'll be okay. So I don't see you going into bankruptcy.
Crisis
or...
over it.
No.
$10,000 is a lot to pay.
You want to believe it.
So it doesn't look like they're going to make me pay them $10,000.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think they'll just accept your word for it, but I don't think they'll make you pay either.
Okay.
Okay.
My very first question.
Let's do them this way.
Dear. Oh, hurry up.
Picking together.
What's wrong with me today?
Okay. Take out six.
Okay.
And we'll leave the rest to see if you want any more. All right, so ask a question.
Okay,
pick a
what
card.
Caused Leo's seizures?
Pick a card. I don't know. I don't think it was anything anybody did. Just probably, growth on the brain or something. People get them too. Shame. Yeah. I don't know what caused it. It doesn't tell me.
So, so you can't tell what caused his death was part of it. What was the actual cause?
Heart failure. Scared.
What? He was scared?
Mm.
Well, I shouldn't have left him alone then.
No, no, that wasn't what he was scared of. He was scared because he was having the seizures and he didn't know what was happening to him. Pretty much the same as a person if you can't tell them. I would say that was what caused this death.
Oh.
He had another seizure.
Oh, he had them constantly for a few days.
Yeah, and then he was getting better, but he had another one and he panicked.
And it's a shame. Even if I was holding him, it wouldn't help.
I don't think so. Animals tend to revert a bit to natural state when they get in trouble like that, and they have this way that they have when they are going. They don't look at it the same way we do. They don't think about it like that. It's more or less a body thing, survive. And if they can't, they can't.
And that's it.
And that's it. And animals don't hold. They don't hold life as precious as we do. They're much more willing to accept circumstances. So.
I was worried maybe I gave him too much insulin or something.
I don't think so. I don't think
I've
it was.
I've been doing it for 6 years.
I think, you know, what you did, it probably held it off for 3 years. Probably held off that thing. It probably would have gone sooner. I mean, I know these are going to go at some point.
Yeah.
Not one reason I don't want another cat.
That's I'm not having another one.
Yeah. Or dog or anything else. I've had enough over the years. I've lost a lot of animals. Horses as well.
Yeah, so it's hard.
So it's hard. No, he went the way he was supposed to go.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. Will I continue? I don't know what question, how many cards these were on now.
It doesn't matter, just choose one. Ask the question and choose one.
Will I continue to have at least 4 shifts per pay at Halliburton Place?
Looks like it. As long as the person doing the scheduling is there, that's your schedule, I guess.
But she's leaving in October, but anyway, yeah.
Is it a man coming to replace her?
I don't know.
Well, there's a man here, and if it's him who's coming to replace her, he's just going to take it on exactly as she had it. So, it'll still be okay.
And when am I having my hip surgery?
Oh, soon. This is the wish card, and it'll go very well. I would say as soon as I've got a 9, so could it possibly be as soon as September? It's very soon. Good. And it'll go very well.
Just like my other one. Yeah. Just as smooth as could be.
Yep.
Is Paul going back to school?
He hasn't made his mind up. It looks likely. It looks likely that he will. But he's still considering options. So, as soon as he makes his mind up, you'll know. And he is leaning in that direction. He's leaning towards school.
Will they accept him, the school?
Yeah. Which one's he applied to?
Dartmouth.
Yeah.
Paramedic.
Good for him. Good
for
him.
You had said that.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll be fine. Good.
Will he get work?
Oh, yeah. There he is. Big Red Cross. Pulling people out of the grave. And I think he will be happy. I think this is what he's wanted to do. He wants to help and save people, and this will give him the opportunity to do it.
Oh, so it is right. His girlfriend doesn't want him to. She thinks it's too traumatic, the accident you come across, and then I said, Paul can handle it.
That's her consideration.
Hmm?
That's her consideration. I mean, you can't say that for another person. You can only say that for yourself.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, so you're not a paramedic, so you've nothing to worry about, have you?
Yeah.
To put it onto another person is actually very unfair, because you're denying the world of their what they might be really good at.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
And somebody in need might suffer because you'd said, oh no, you can't stand up. He make his mind up where he can stand.
Or not. He's got a strong mind.
He will go out to his first one and he might think, oh geez, I can't stand this. Or he might think, okay, I'm fine. I'm fine. Just want to help.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all different. We're all different on that.
Yeah.
So take more if you need them, more questions. And
those were the major ones.
Those are the major ones.
I guess,
right?
I suppose I should ask if this is going to be quite a while relationship with this girl.
Yeah. It does look good. Something to do with money here? Is he paying?
He pays alimony to his first. What's happening there?
He just, he's going to earn a lot of money when he does this.
More than what he makes now.
And I think the money he's paying out may go up.
Well, what?
May go up because he's earning more.
Oh, his alimony will go up.
I think that might be. Anyway, they'll talk about it. It's not a hostile thing. They will have talks and negotiate. And just... is she supporting a child?
She sits at home, never worked outside the home. Yeah, he's kind of resentful over that because she's living with someone and he's paying...
Well, that's not right, is it?
Well, I don't think it is either. If you move in with someone, if you leave the partner you're with and move in with someone, let them support you.
Yes,
I mean, let him support his children. But
yes, if you've got children, you've got to support them. That's right. Or if she was handicapped and dependent on him or something like that, that might be different. But
it's just that she has no education.
Well, you know what? There's schools.
Yeah, I know. And that's what he says too.
No, that's not fair. That is not right at all.
He's resentful.
Maybe that'll be it. Perhaps she'll apply for more when she knows he's
when
earning
she knows,
more.
I think that's what
and he'll
happen.
Say no. Go out and get a job.
See, and his partner is going to make a good income. She's a psychologist.
Well, that is a good income, but she should practice her art on herself, I think. Stop telling him what he can do and what he
can't do. Yeah. She said to be, he's made up his mind, but I've encouraged him. Honestly, I said, it's a shame. I said, I encouraged him to do it. So he told me he was going to apply to be an LPN. I said, oh no, Paul, really? I said, if you're going to do that, I would recommend you go for RN because the LPNs have a lot of responsibility and they're really not compensated. If you're looking for a job that gives you a better income, I said they don't make very good money for all the responsibility they have.
Right. Right. Well, paramedic, wonderful.
Yeah.
I have a nephew who's a paramedic. He's been in it for years now, and he wouldn't change it, not for anything. He loves it, and he makes a lot of money. Yeah. He spends a lot of money
too.
Yeah. No, I think this is good for him. This will be good for him.
You think they're going to accept him?
I do, because look at him. There he is. He's doing it.
Yeah.
Angel of healing or whatever. And that's the siren.
So.
And he'll get satisfaction from it, and it's a good, worthwhile thing to do. So good for him. Yeah.
I won't have to worry about him anymore. Probably never did have to, but...
Well, you know, all that time with him trying and that, I had to wonder what the heck was going on there.
Yeah, I still don't know.
And we still don't know. I mean, apart from what was going on in the human realm, in the earthly realm, something was stopping him. Something was stopping him. I never saw the like of that. He kept applying and kept getting rejected. And I'm thinking, maybe somebody was after saving his life. You know? That girl there with me, her cousin was RCMP and he was shot. 22. Oh, 23 or something like that.
Killed him. So maybe, some of his spirits was...
Maybe he was being looked after and we just didn't know it, and he didn't know it. But this is good. I've got a really good feeling about this. This is going to be good for him.
Anita thinks that he's still going to eventually down the road apply again, she thinks, to the RCMP after he gets established.
I don't think he will. He might say he is right now. Yeah, but I think he'll be so pleased
with his career.
He won't want anything more.
He'll have found what he was looking for.
Yeah, yeah. Because basically, an RCMP person or any police person, they're trained to help too, and they can like deliver babies and stuff like that. But they're also trained to take people down.
Yeah. And maybe that's why they didn't take him too. Maybe he wasn't.
That's the only thing I can think of as to why they rejected him. Maybe he was a little too soft for them. Maybe they want to say, well, I'd shoot him. This kind of thing or something. Okay. So that's good for questions. Do you want to do a general?
Okay, yeah, general.
Shuffle and cut into three.
Three, yeah. So you believe the animal spirits stay with you like they...
Yeah. And apparently, I am told, they come and welcome you when you go to the spirit world. They're all the pets you ever had.
Wow.
Oh, look, good with the horses. Yeah. I'll be riding in style.
Yeah.
I got my appointment for my teeth.
So you have to have them extracted?
All of them. Mm. So I've only got nine, so...
Are you going to have the anaesthetic where you're awake, like? And...
Yeah, the partial IV. Mm. And I said, basically, I hope, and I think you should hope, that I go completely to sleep. And I wake up and know nothing about it. And he said, I can't promise.
Yeah.
He said, it's like having 10 shots of tequila. He says, you might know nothing about the night. You might remember every detail.
Yeah.
He says, but more likely than not, you'll just be hazy.
Yeah.
So he's quite a nice person. I was talking to him and I said, I'm really scared of dentists, you know. And he said, how frightened are you? And I said, Well, if I saw a known dentist walking towards me down the road, I would cross the road or hide in a doorway till he'd gone past. So he says, oh, that's pretty scared. And then he turns around, he comes up to the chair and he goes, boo!
He's got a sense of humour.
Yes, yeah. And so that's good. I'm fine with him. I don't much like the dentist that's doing the dentures. She's a Barbie doll. She's like, person said to me, how old is she? I said, 14. I don't know. No, she's like straight from high school.
But she may be really good.
She may be an excellent dentist, but she doesn't look strong enough to pull a tooth, I'll tell you that. I could flick her over with.
Do your teeth ache a lot?
They were, but they're being good at the moment because they know they're in trouble.
They're leaving.
I've got a couple that's almost through, and I'm just hoping they last until I have them taken out. I've also got some bone shards there. And she keeps doing the impressions, and she's really bad at it. She's really bad at it. Oh. When the nurse does it, that's fine.
But when she does it, when she pulls it,
she's like, yeah. And I'm thinking that tooth is going to come out with this wax. You know? Yeah. And I go, and I've only got a very small mouth. And she keeps going, open wider. I can't. But there you go. What do I know? Okay, so. Still working on the house, eh?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Look, Sylvia, that's going to be forever, probably.
Well, that's like me. I feel that that's going to be forever. I feel that's, I'm going to outlive, no, it's going to outlive me. The work is going to outlive me. But everything else is good. Now, I do see that you are worried about this money. You're like tired. It's like, oh, what am I going to do? Like that. But so far, we'll see what the next one brings. I haven't seen anything on it. And this is really good. Very nice. Your surgery will be excellent and quick. Is it the same surgeon?
Yes, okay. It better be. I don't want anyone else.
Yeah, because he was really good and he knows your case, so that's good. Is it just you living there at the moment? You might have house guests.
What do you mean?
Maybe not. Maybe that's after your surgery. Perhaps you're going to go and stay with...
I am.
There you go. It's you. It's you that's the house guest. Not the other way around. Oh, that'll be good. Well, there's Leo, and there's Paul, and who would this be then? Young lady rolling in money, that's probably Paul's girlfriend, eh?
I don't think she's rolling in money, but she's got a good income.
Knee deep, according to this.
Well, I don't know, maybe she's saved a lot, maybe she...
Or it could be his wife. Who's stashing it away?
Because she got a lot of back time, you know, it just came through with the government. But she had three children, and she did get a lot.
Yeah, that'll be her.
And then she got Paul's alimony, so she, this month, really got a lot of money.
Yeah, she's living quite the lifestyle. Not fair, not fair.
That's what Paul says, not fair. He works every day, and her boyfriend does the work half the time, but she doesn't work at all, so and he's
so she's got it coming in from him, coming in from the boyfriend. I don't know where we went wrong, Maria.
I don't know. And I didn't see that in her to do that. You know, I didn't think she'd leave Paul like that.
Show somebody a money and you'll be surprised what's in them to do.
I didn't even think she'd leave him, though. You know,
it was a little bit dicey along the way, but maybe it's just as well.
Yeah, it sounds like he's got a much more mature, professional person to talk to.
Now, this is you making things go right, and this is the money.
Making things great, finally.
Okay, you are sitting down, so I'm thinking you'll have to pay about 3,000. But it's better than 10.
It's better than 10.
And that'll be October, but I think they'll be lenient on the time.
Will they be lenient?
I think so.
Let me do it overnight. It says $3,000 over 6 months. Well,
especially if you tell them.
I'm having surgery.
Just ask them.
I don't know if they're that lenient.
Well,
I won't be working.
At least it's not 10. Mm-hmm. I didn't think it'd be 10.
So 3,000. Say if they let me do it over 6 months, $500 a month. No. Yeah, that is. Mm-hmm. Starting October, you say?
I think. Could be 7 months they give you. Could be. Oh no, that's a six, isn't it? So that's six or
five, six, seven.
Seven. Could be 7 months.
So a little less than.
But looky here, this is beautiful. You're not distressed by it, it's okay.
You're not distressed by it.
You're not.
Crazy.
You're not down in the dumps and upset. You're fine. You're going out, you're enjoying yourself. Maybe they'll take pity on you.
No, the government doesn't take pity.
No, they don't.
They just want their money. They don't.
But it does. It's all this here coming up. It's great. I think maybe it's the relief when you know.
It's been hanging over my head since April.
Yeah. We'll do a reading just on that. We'll do one just on that. And look at, you've got aces coming up. Paul's girlfriend is dark-haired.
No.
Oh.
That's Sarah.
Yeah, I think there's still some haji-baji to go with her. I think he's not finished there yet.
She's after whatever she can get out of him.
I believe so. And he's going to play it right. He's going to make a fair offer.
He is fair. He's a fair person.
Yeah. So he's going to make a fair offer and she's going to say, oh, no, 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 no. And then he'll dig his heels in and they'll have a fight.
And he won't pay her anything for a while.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes. But he's determined he's not going to give her everything she wants. He's like, no.
This is it.
I've done.
Right from the beginning. Right. He paid her right, he did.
And that's what he's going to stick to. He's going to say, this is fair. If you want any more, you've got to take it to court.
Well, they are going to court.
And I think he'll win. I do. Because she's
going in September.
Because she's not working. And she hasn't got children to support. And she has somebody living in.
But she's not telling them that. She's pretending she's living somewhere else. Her mailing address, she's keeping at her sister's where she was supposed to be living. No, she's quite. But he hasn't pushed it, he hasn't told anyone.
He tells them, I have reason to believe, they'll investigate. I have reason to believe.
I should put that in his head because he's representing himself in court.
Yeah. It probably wouldn't hurt him to go talk to a lawyer.
He went to a lawyer. He said she wasn't any good. He could do it better himself.
Oh.
He paid her $1,000.
It's not, this one that I'm seeing here is not a female lawyer. It's a male. I know I shouldn't say this, and it certainly isn't true over all lawyers, but sometimes the female lawyers are active feminists and they will stick up for the woman every time.
Yeah, he didn't find that she did anything for him, so no. He said, I can do better myself, so he's representing himself. Well, maybe that's what you see, the male, that's really him.
Maybe, it could be. That's possible, but see, this is justice. Okay, that's two then. We'll look at that money and we'll look at how he's going to make out in September. Or no, we'll look at how he's going to make out eventually, because it might not be September that's the end of the fight. That might not end anything.
Oh no, that might not. That just might start something.
Yeah, and that's what I think will happen. She'll ask for too much and you'll say no.
With him going to school, if he does go, maybe that'll change the amount he has to pay even.
Well, that is one way that it can be done. The other thing is when he gets out of school. That's when I saw it happening, actually. When he gets out of school and he's earning more money.
Oh, yeah, she'll be right after.
She'll be after that.
She's, yeah. She likes the lifestyle of having what she needs and wants and staying home.
Oh, yeah, we would love that.
I know, I never had that opportunity. I worked so far, 44 years.
I know. I mean, I
don't resent it.
No, I don't. I don't do bad. I do all right, you know, and I'm happy enough and content.
I'm okay that I worked all my life, you know, didn't hurt me.
But I never had a sugar daddy like that.
No, I didn't either. And she always has had, apparently, someone to support her.
Okay. We're going to ask about the income tax money first. Mm. You're looking at thousands, ten thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Well, look, see, that's what you're looking at. It doesn't mean to say that's what's going to happen. Right now, you think that's the way it's going to go. And for a while, it seems to look not good, because they will investigate, I believe. Or they're going to keep you waiting, or something like that, while they look into it.
I don't mind waiting.
But look, see, it comes out lovely in the end.
That maybe they'll say, I don't have to pay.
Well, you won't have to pay so much. I think some of it they'll say you are responsible for, but some of it not. Most of it not. So, see if I can find out what you got to pay. So we're looking for how much will you have to pay? Between 2,100 and 3,000, I believe. Okay?
Great. That's...
I'm hoping that goes right.
Because my accountant said in April, when I was the one who challenged it and said no, he said, you're going to owe them $10,000. And I found a loophole that I thought and I felt, and I said, I want you to use this section.
Yeah.
And I said, at least, I said, it'll stall, put things off for a while. He said, well, they'll in August, you'll hear from them. I said, okay. So I got a letter, you see, a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Which, like he predicted. And I still, you know, felt it wasn't right that they were taking this money out of me. So like you say, maybe I, in the end, found a spot where...
I hope so. I do hope so. It doesn't look... all I can say is it doesn't look bad.
Bad, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Because he put that number in my head, the accountant.
$10,000, a lot of money. Okay, now for...
See, I've already paid them $700. That's what it ended up.
Oh, okay.
That worked out then with me using that category that I owed them $700 something. So maybe I do owe them $2,100 because the $700 I've already paid.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
That would be
even
good.
Even if they let me do that over that would 4 months or so.
Yeah. Okay, now, Paul and the fight. Is he going to win? That doesn't look good. All right. Should Paul at least take a lawyer's advice? How old is she?
She's about 3 or 4 years younger than Paul, so she's around 29, 30.
Can she get pregnant?
Oh, yeah.
That's the pregnancy card. Oh, dear Lord.
Well, it's not his. I mean,
it wouldn't be his, but they tend to look more kindly on a pregnant lady.
But it's not her baby, so they have to go over after her partner for that.
Whatever he does...
It'll be proof that she's not with him. Yeah, that she's...
with somebody else, yeah. Whatever he does, he must not reconcile even for one night. He must not sleep with her. Because she would pounce on that opportunity.
Yeah.
It doesn't say that he should take a lawyer's advice.
Yeah.
I think
I've been expecting to hear that she's be pregnant. Yeah. I've been expecting that.
Yeah. And lo and behold, there it is, it comes up. I think he will be okay. Now, as for winning, I don't know whether he'll win, but if she gets pregnant, either the partner's going to have to support her, or if the partner says, I'm off, you know, then somehow she'll get the state supporting her. It isn't Paul's responsibility.
Not for that baby.
So I'm thinking... That's right. I'm thinking that will be kind of like his way out.
Like she's going to be a split up with that guy she's with?
Anything could happen there. Anything could happen there. I have my suspicion, I did when you first told me, that he's in this because she's getting a lot of money out of Paul.
You think that's what it is? I've heard he's a nice guy, but not too ambitious. So
if he can find a cushy life with an ex-wife, he will.
But now he's going to have himself in a mess. Another, he's got one son.
So it's a pattern. Or he might stay with her. He might. But either way, is Paul going to be all right on this? Let's find that out. Come out of this. Is Paul going to come out of this? Okay.
See, Paul's girlfriend, she doesn't have any children.
Okay. Maybe yet.
I don't think that they can.
She can't.
I don't know if she can. I don't think he... I think he had an operation. I'm not sure. That's what Sarah told me.
Yeah, he's going to be all right. He's going to be all right. I think it would have been sweeter for him if he could have got a victory, but... it's going to work out anyway.
Yeah, it's going to work out. That's good. How long will I be off with my surgery?
Oh, yeah, we can ask that. We can look at that. You're a quick healer. You tend to heal up really quick.
Yeah. And I wonder if there's something going to happen at work. Is someone going to leave or... That gives me more. That gives me the hours, because at the moment, this one who was pregnant came back, and she wants more. She wants full time. It wasn't like you thought in the spring. She was going to build a house and mortgage, and she wants to work. So it's not. It's different than what
we thought.
Yeah.
Because I really thought that she'd want.
No. Oh no.
So is the baby?
A year.
A year. Okay, these two questions have got mixed up. First of all, you wanted to know how long you would be off.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of went into the into the work thing. But I'm thinking three weeks.
Oh, I wanted this time to have my full 5 months off.
5 months? Oh, well, maybe it's 3 months then.
No, maybe not. I just wanted this time.
It depends whether you want to save up for that income tax.
See, if I'd not, yeah.
Look, don't give up on this woman who wants more time. I think she's going to get pregnant again. I think she's going to have another. Quite soon.
Quite soon?
Not intended.
Oh.
In a way, it's intended, because she does like being a mum.
Well, that's what she said when she came back. I orientated her last week, and she said, I love being a mum, but she had a mortgage, or wants to build a house and have a higher mortgage, so she said she's... And she took on that full-time. She took on someone else's position, too. So...
That's
she said, but soon I would like another one. She said, down the, you know, soon. But
she's going to get that very soon. Maybe sooner. I'm sure sooner than she thinks. This will work itself out. I still feel the same about her. I still feel that deep down what she wants is to stay home with the kids. Maybe her husband's got her all fired up about doing the house and stuff.
Yeah, and they say he's the playboy, so she's the main waitress or like the one who...
Well, just don't see her life going in a career direction. I see it going in a motherhood direction. And always did. So...
So maybe this fall we'll find out.
If she caught now, you wouldn't know for 3 months. So if it was August, September, October. Fall or early winter sort of time. If she's going to go right away now, get pregnant right away.
Then I'll hear about it in...
You'll hear about it in the early winter. If she's actually going to catch in 3 months, then of course you won't hear about it till after Christmas. Oh, take your time off with you with your surgery. When you come back,
maybe I could have the 5 months off. Is what I'm saying, because it would time right in when she's going off. If I have surgery, say the middle of September, October, November, December, January, February, and went back to work in February, she might be just
ready to go.
Oh no, she'll work until her due date. Though.
She'll work until her due date. Okay.
So she'd have to get pregnant, say, in November. She won't go off until August next year.
So, yeah, okay. So you can't have that long off.
No, she'll work right up until her due date.
It might be just as well to only have the 3 months off then, so that she can't get too firmly entrenched and take all the hours. It looks like it's going to be all right anyway. I think your company, the people you work for, are quite fair. They're quite fair with it.
They want me to... I guess the question is, does my boss not want me to be there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, why not? You're a good nurse.
Yeah.
And you don't cause trouble.
No.
So... why wouldn't they want you? and especially if you say, look, I need the work.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Because it doesn't matter how much you've got to pay with the income tax, it's still extra to find. Even if it was $100, it's still extra to find. So... she can't have it all her way. She'll have to wait for a house.
Yeah.
Like the rest
I guess
of
my
us.
Question is my employer trying to make sure that I have hours, is my question, or just as it happens? I guess my question is, do they really? Because I have an option to go to another place, you know. Hmm.
Oh, yeah, look. Yeah. Definitely on your side. Yeah. Trying to ensure that you have hours. Yeah. It's good. That's good. They're very fair. They're very good with things like that.
They're good. So, you recommend that I would have 20 weeks there that I could take, so you recommend I don't take it even, because I could get my doctor to say that I need to be off.
Well, it's up to
that's
you.
That's not a real lie, but just a break, but where I know the hours aren't there, and I thought, well, I have the opportunity to be off.
Well, it is up to you, but if you're off for too long, then this one will come back, and she'll get... into a schedule.
Oh, she has a schedule, yeah.
But she'll take your hours, you see. And you won't be able to stop it because you won't be there. So, and not to say they won't give them to you back when you go, but it'll be a lot much more difficult. I won't worry about her too much, though. I really think she is going to get pregnant again. Which, okay. It doesn't take care of it for this year, but it does for next.
So I don't know how long I should take off then.
Okay, let's see. It's between 3 months and 5 months, is it?
I have 20 weeks.
You've got 20 weeks.
That I could.
Well, I think you're going to take 3.5 months. I do. I've got threes. Where was that other three I saw? There. And I've got fours. So between 3 and 4 months. That's what I think you're going to take. That's what you'll settle on. And I also see you talking to the supervisor and saying, look, I've got a problem here. I'm going to go away. I have to have some time off for my surgery. Can you more or less promise me the hours when I get back?
You know, it's not interesting that you said that. I was thinking about going to her tomorrow and saying that possibility I'm having surgery in September.
Yeah, and I'm worried about losing my hours.
Yeah, the few hours I do have.
If they're available, will they still be there for me when I come back? I mean, she can't guarantee they'll be available either, but what she can do is to say, yeah, don't worry, you can still have your hours. So, I think that'll work out good. And she'll say, how long are you going to be off? And you'll say, I think between 3 and 4 months.
To be good and strong.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. And knowing you, you will be champing at the bit after 3 months. How long did you stay retired? About 2 weeks.
Yeah. And I only took, like, I had the operation December 15th. I went back February 28th.
I know.
That was really soon.
Really quick. So. I think you'll be fine between 3 and 4 months. I really do. If you have it in September, go back after Christmas.
After Christmas.
I would.
Yeah.
Well, that's, say, half of September, November,
yeah,
December, and
so.
A little bit of January. Mm-hmm. God help us, hope we don't get another winter like last year.
Oh my goodness, the day I came back is the day that everything...
Brooklyn.
The snowstorm was the next day.
I was like, oh my God, hell is not hot, it's cold.
That's right.
Well, look... Let me see where we're at. Yeah.
Pretty well.
Yeah. It all looks fine. It does. I know it's horrible when you lose a cat as well. I feel for you. I really do. When my Barney went, oh my God, that took me really hard. Really hard. I didn't expect it to affect me like that.
Yeah.
Couldn't function.
Yeah.
Oh, black cat, what are you doing?
That's what does that mean?
It means he really thinks, wow, you know, yeah, you can stay. Sweetie, that wasn't very good manners. And why are you on the table?
He's never done that before.
Why are you on the table? Hey, why are you on the table?
He says, I want some attention.
You're beautiful.
Yeah.
But you got to get down. Come on.
Yes.
Come on, sweetheart. That's a good boy. There. He's a big, strong cat. I'm going to let him out one.
I'm going to write that.
Yeah. You know, just make it for 40. That's fine. We talked. Come
Are
on.
You sure?
Yeah. Come on. Come on, sweetheart. Black cat. Good boy.
August 6th.